Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on train. Today I'm going to be researching what editors, developers tend to use to make art for games like Crossy Road and Slay Away Camp. It's a kind of a pixel art, like voxel engine kind of a look that it presumably exports to a traditional 3D model asset. Looks like it's a stylized look, so people get away with it. Basically what happens is you get away with it because it looks like Minecraft. I could totally draw that well. But first, writer mail. Hang on while I pull up the writer mail from you, the writers. Okay, here's a writer mail from Norg. Norg writes, "We are worried about our timeline and would like you to come back and be restored to your proper time space." I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I feel like I belong on the Berenstain timeline. So, I feel very comfortable here. Irregular Programming asks, "What do we do with this weird box that says, do you see yes or no on it?" It's a simple binary question. You answer yes or no. I don't know what more to tell you. Talkie Toaster writes, "Jim, we miss you." I miss you too, Talkie Toaster. You should come back from the Berenstain timeline because I'm over here and you should say hi. That's it for writer mail this week. What was I gonna do? Oh, right, voxel stuff. All right. Voxel editor, video editor. Thanks, Swipe. Voxel. Crossy. Oh, man, there's so many words that are so hard to get Swipe to recognize. Voxel editor, Crossy Road. Cubicle voxel editor for mobile game development, modding, 3D printing, minddesk.com. Cubicle is a professional voxel editor optimized for easy creation of 3D models. Popular voxel games designed with Cubicle: Shooty Skies, Crossy Road, Pac-Man 256, Totes the Goat, Blocky Raider, and Skeletomb. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the style I was talking about. Why should you try out in Cubicle 3.0? Easy, fast, fun. That's good reasons. Learn more. To put it bluntly, Cubicle is an amazing tool. Cubicle is a pretty fast and fun voxel editor. This is not a mobile website, but yeah, this looks like what I'm looking for. Is there a price attached? Oh, basic edition. Only available on Steam. Commercial use allowed for indies or companies below with annual revenue below 80K based on the last fiscal year. So that's like a So that's like the Unity, you have to upgrade to Pro if you make over, what, 100K in a year. So that's the basic edition. That's $20. Another $25 to export low poly meshes. Okay. The indie edition. Is $75, and it seems to be the same thing. Oh wait, okay, there's all these optional modules. Basic edition plus utility plus mesh plus voxelizer is the same as the indie edition. All right. Pro edition is $175. Okay, this is just like the other two packages are just like combinations of the optional DLCs. They call them, it's weird, they call them DLCs for a, you know, a not game thing. My eyes are straining from looking at this tiny text. So I'm going to look at some other editors. I bet they're competitors. Making a Prossy Road, pocketgamer.biz. 3D pixel art for the non-artist, Unity 3D. All right, what do you have to say, buddy? Probably use that as a level editor too, actually. Oh, this is a tutorial video that you pay for. That's really funny. It's $200, but right now it's 90% off. You only pay $19. You can't afford not to. Crossy Road support. Okay, I need to remove Crossy Road from my search. Voxel editor. Magica Voxel. Codeplex. Freeweight, lightweight, 8-bit voxel editor, interactive path tracing renderer. So this is on Google Codeplex, which I think, isn't that going away? I thought Codeplex was being deleted like all of Google's other projects. So, it's an open source app. We all know what that means. Voxel Builder. Easy cube-based 3D design with DIY 3D/2D printing. Voxel Builder is an open source tool that lets anyone design and edit 3D voxel cube models easily right in their web browser. Use the builder to create and edit voxel like a cube model. I wonder if I can do that on my phone. It's loading. Tiny text. Okay, yeah, it's like this. There's A, tiny text, and B, the controls involve clicking and dragging and pressing Shift and Alt, so this is not intended to be a phone app. When you're done, export it as a PNG file from the menu in Builder like this. You can manufacture your critter using either a 2D printer or a 3D printer. Really, you can... Oh, that's actually really cool. With the 2D printer, you can print a papercraft thing. That's neat. Common Voxel Editors Trove Wiki. Cubicle Constructor, which I was just looking at. Zoxel. The original Zoxel is a nice free editor, simple, user-friendly, and very handy for coloring. You can import and export and import uncompressed QB files. The fork by Ignitus adds numerous functionality, however, much of which assists heavily in creating for Trove. It has somewhat limited features compared to Cubicle, such as being limited to a single QB model at a time. But it's still under development, and the version by Trovian Ignitus is frequently updated. Keep an eye on GitHub for new versions. Magica Voxel. This is a free voxel editor, which is still under development. A find it really fast for building. It has more tools than Zoxelon. While I still prefer the latter for ease of use, I tend to use both. You can load a custom color palette, and that's pretty nice, but that's not a normal thing. Voxel Shop. This is a free and simple to use voxel editor. There are many functions to help you build better creations.
Cubicle 2.0.
This version of Cubicle is more of a professional voxel type voxel editor with many features and tools. It takes some time to get used to, but works very well in creating any type of item. This program is also well suited when making mods because users can have each object in their own matrix, which can be moved around or even packed into one. Troxel. Created by Ignitus, this is a highly intuitive, almost crucial tool for submitting an item to Trove through the Trove creations. This is getting like a Trove-specific stuff. Buffy, this is a web browser-based voxel editor. There are public and private cloud storages. It's got a Trove mode. So there's some web stuff that's probably worth looking at. Pika Voxel, the tiny voxel toolset for Unity. Pika Voxel is a suite of tools for the creation of voxel models, animations, and worlds in Unity. It's non-textured. Think pixel art, but in 3D. Each voxel has its own color. It's non-linear. Each volume of voxels you create can be freely positioned and rotated in your scene. Oh no. You can't... Knives don't cut rope. Pika Voxel adds its own toolbar to the scene view where editing a voxel volume. Add, subtract, and paint voxels with ease. Select voxels to create a brush that can be pasted between volumes. If you can use Paint or Photoshop, you can use a Pika Voxel to quickly produce voxely model in Unity.
Frame-based animation. Fully scriptable.
Oh man, here's a world made out of voxels. Who would have thought that could exist? Here are some web player demos. Oh, Unity web player. Okay, so this is an old thing. Zelda-style RPG. I kind of want to check that out. I don't think I have a browser that can run UWP anymore, though. That's too bad. Also, I'm on my phone. Tools. Free voxel editor. Related searches. Voxel editor online. Gloomy Woods, Gloomy Voxel Editor. It's another site that doesn't have a mobile mode. To create our characters and assets in Too Dark, we develop our own tool, the Gloomy Voxel Editor, that allows us to modelize and animate 3D voxels models. Characters are then ray traced in real time by the engine with respect to volumetric lights. Combining this new technology with 2.5D environment with normal map allows us to create the unique NeoPixel look of Too Dark. Show me Too Dark. I want to see this game. Show me screenshots or a video of Too Dark. Read more. No, I don't want to read more. I want to see more. There's a Too Dark dev blog. Press. Sure, I'll be press. It's got a crowdfunding campaign. That's got to have a video. Okay. I clicked on the crowdfunding campaign and I got a zip file. So that's nice. New video shines more light on survival adventure Too Dark. Show me the fucking thing. Oh, good. Another zip file. It's nice to know. Oh, here's a YouTube video. Let's find out if this shows up in the recording when I hit play. Oh good, I turned down the volume first. Okay, here's a lantern and some hand, like, some cell animation. Oh, this is not what you said it would look like. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong video. Okay, there we go. There's the game. It's too dark to see. That's why they called it that. Man, these guys are really making it hard to see what their game looks like. I'm not giving up. Too Dark is a unique mix of stealth, horror, and an adventure game. Conceived by Frederick Reinald, the creative force behind Alone in the Dark. Holy shit, okay, suddenly I care a lot more about this. Alright, here's a rock, paper, shotgun link. Too Dark, official site. I don't want to go to the official site, that's already failed me. The new stealth horror game from the creator of the original Alone in the Dark is grim, gruesome, and thoroughly unpleasant. Okay, I don't want to read, I want to, like, look at... Okay, here's a screenshot. Can I click on that? Can I, like, tap it? No, I can't. Maybe that was an ad instead of a screenshot. What about this screenshot? View image in new tab? Okay, here we go. So, zooming in, this JPEG is not high enough resolution to tell what I want, but it looks like it's the voxel characters are pretty high res, like they might even be smoothed and just effectively regular 3D models. And the backgrounds are isometric projected, or just, you know, sprites with swapper style normal maps to handle lighting. Here's another screenshot. View image in new tab. I don't know why they're working so hard to make me not see what this game looks like. Oh, I could do an image search. That's so much easier. Yeah, show me the thing. Show me... No, that's too low res. Also too low res. Okay, there's a lot of, like, the hand-drawn stuff, which is not interesting. Here's a screenshot of their voxel editor, which, like, draws thick black lines between every voxel, so that's not helpful. One thing I'm noticing about every game that does this art style is that none of them use, like, ambient occlusion to darken the corners between the voxels and the model, so that's probably ugly if you do that. Yeah. Image search isn't doing much. Jones Spall up for Jurassic World 2. Sure. Let's read that. That's probably related. Toby Jones and Rafe Spall are in talks to join the Jurassic World sequel at Universal Pictures and Amblin Entertainment. Hare joined Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. Oh, Ron Howard's daughter. Who are returning for the follow-up to the 2015 film, which grossed $1.67 billion worldwide. There is also reportedly tests for two other key roles in the project about to get underway. Details of who Jones and Spall will be playing are unknown. J.A. Bayona is on board to direct with Frank Marshall. This article is literally just a list of names. So that's... That's like if... in the gaming press, there was a preview that was just like, here's the frame rate we expect this game to be and how many guns there are going to be in it. Alright. So, in conclusion, I'm probably just going to use Hexels. Good night.